I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. We don't have one, but two guests here today. Mike, you can do the introductions.
We have two guests today. One of them has seen my cock when I was little. The other one
is your brother.
The last year. Now we have Preach and we have Dave, my brother.
Dave Ward.
Is it like Mike? You're not Mike. Like you're David.
Yeah, he's David. I'm Michael. He's David.
David.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. But he's Dave and I'm Mike.
All right, Dave and Mike.
David Mike. We have, like, our parents, names sound fake. Like, it's very, like, Chris Rock. It sounds like...
Dave Ward.
Mike Ward.
Austin Powers.
Yeah. If I had a son, I'd name him Tim or
Tim,
Steve.
Tim Ward.
Brad Ward.
Very white.
Yeah, very white. Very white names. And Mike and Dave are both names that died in 1983.
Mike and Dave?
You never hear like someone, hey, I have a son, what's his name? Mike. Mike is dead.
Not hear Mike. I don't hear Dave.
Yeah, but not new. Not like you don't hear many Daves. 3 year olds are not Daves.
There are no Daves.
There's hardly any Daves. That's why they didn't make a song about it.
Yeah.
It's true. I never heard
these other Daves. I know.
Yeah, Daves are born adults,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're adults. I don't really know that song.
Daves are born. Daves are born in their 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you born in your 30s?
Only way.
He was.
Yeah. I must have been.
Yo, how was Bobby Lee's podcast?
It was amazing. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He fucking killed.
It was good.
You had fun?
Yeah.
He was so good.
You invite him to your house?
He name dropped me at the end.
From Matt but
I was so Lee? Worried, though, because cool. He was like.
You were a guest?
Just to listen sometimes. Yeah. But, that's very important when you're doing a podcast. When you're doing a podcast, you listen.
I love
that. His name's on. Oh,
yeah.
It's not my name.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was listening to the podcast, and then Bobby was like, are you doing shows? And he was like, yeah, I was on tour in Quebec with some guy. And I was like, is that how he's describing me now? Some guy? And he was like, some guy, he's really big in Quebec, Mike Ward. And I was like, fuck, finally he said my name.
But I also said that I would fly him out to come to Montreal and do shows, and he'd do my podcast and yours.
Yeah, and then,
so I redeemed myself with that shit.
Yeah, he was like, I'll do your podcast. And you're like, you can do Mike's too.
And he's like, okay, let's do that. I'm like, fuck yeah.
And he decided to stay at your place.
Yeah. I'm going to bring him everywhere.
And plus, he didn't know what your place looked like, but your place is fucking insane.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's in for. Yeah.
He'll discover. He said, I was ready to pay the hotel, but hey, it worked out for the best. So we'll see. I don't want to do it at the same time as Just for Laughs. No. I want to do something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like before Just for Laughs, maybe in May.
You think we should do our own festival?
Yeah, definitely. But not a festival.
Not a festival, but like a series of shows.
Gala is a proper word. Yeah. We should do our thing.
Just do one show.
Yeah, you one show with him and stuff like that. I just want him to like do his thing, and then like I produce it. I don't even want that.
Very funny in podcast, not very good on stage.
I don't care. It's just a thing, right? I want to see. I'm intrigued. It's more of that. I'm willing to pay money just to see what's that because I've never seen him in shows. I've never seen him.
Like I used to, like I'm a big like when you told me you were doing that podcast, I was like, oh fuck, I love that podcast.
Yeah.
I really love Tiger Belly. And I'm a huge, huge, huge Bobby Lee fan. Mm-hmm. But when I saw him the year that he did the Nasty Show, I was like, he's not very good on stage.
Maybe that was just that one time.
Yeah, though. It didn't seem like he wanted to be there. He wasn't having fun.
Yeah.
Maybe that was that one time.
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know. I'm just intrigued.
We'll have off nights.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there. And I'm like, I just want to make contacts out there. You know what I mean? Work the contacts and stuff like that. And if other people think it's cool, then the word's going to get passed around and I can bring other people. I can find other
people.
You
can tell
people.
That I'm very spiteful and vindictive, that he fucking sold me, but just the fact that he called me some guy, I was like, this motherfucker.
I didn't just call you some guy. I said, you know, some guy. Pretty big in Quebec. Yeah. He's like one of the biggest stars in Quebec. His name is Mike Ward. Mm. If you just focus.
If you call if you me just, now, the contact for your name guy. Is some black guy. Would you be if able to. Some black guy pretty big on YouTube.
If you're spiteful for that, then you really is a bitch because I said the whole ass thing and you just focused on the wrong thing, bro.
Would you be able to do a podcast with your ex?
No, I wouldn't do a podcast with my ex. That's a bit much.
Yeah, because the Tiger Belly podcast is Bobby Lee with his old girlfriend, Kalila. They used to do a podcast, and then they broke up, and they had broken up, and she was banging other dudes, and they kept on doing a podcast, but now it's Bobby Lee and his best friend. And it was amazing because he was asking you questions, and he knew... That you knew that she wanted to fuck you. So it was very weird. It was very weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that you know. I know. That you want to fuck
me. Yeah, well. I don't know that she wanted to fuck me, but I just went like this whenever like he said, so are you packing? Because that's Bobby Lee shit. That's what Bobby would say. Yo, he's talking about like my dick size, right? He said, are you packing? And I'm like... small to average. For real. And I was just being real. Small to average. Why? Because I don't know what a dick size, a real dick average size is.
Everyone has 14-inch penises, right, guys?
Everybody has a 14-inch penis. Right? Right? Right?
This one's just that's laughing. A good line. All
right. 14. That's 14 inches, right?
But so, and then she goes, yeah, no. Usually people that say that shit, they pack in. And I just told her, well, maybe people that know that people think like that just say that just so whatever.
It's reverse. You're incepting the inception.
Yes.
He has a vagina.
China, yes.
I know.
A big-ass clitoris.
He shows it on stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a mangina. It's different.
Oh, yeah. It's different.
Don't sell my punches. Shit.
No, they have to see the act out.
Yes. But it's pretty much, it was all in our fault.
Yeah.
Fun. The thing that happened is that also he was like, yeah, so what else do you have going on here? And I was like.
Nothing.
I came for you guys. Like, you asked if I wanted to go on the podcast and say, yeah, I took a.
That's what's fucked up, though, about people now that they don't get that. Like, if you go to L.A., you're better, like. Doing Bobby Lee's podcast is a big thing. So even if you have a fucking spot at the Improv, like, who cares about that?
Yeah. It's like he thought I had meetings and stuff like that and whatever. He's like, yeah, but this is LA.
But the only thing is, like, meetings were good in the old days, but you have a fucking, like, you have an actual career without having people telling you what to do. So why would you want meetings?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the LA mentality or some shit like that. Maybe to him, like, it made sense. You know what I mean? Like, to have a meeting to LA and then after that, let's say, oh, I'm going to be in whatever. So most people just don't go. People don't book a ticket to LA just to do a podcast
and see,
that's not paid.
You were on it. That's a cool thing about you. You were honest because when we did Rogan, we only went to LA for Rogan.
Of course.
But we didn't tell him.
Yeah,
he was like, what are you here for? I was doing a roast battle last night.
We got other stuff to do.
We got other plans. We got meetings.
I ain't got shit to lie. I came here for you to do that podcast. I really wanted to do that podcast.
I'm going
to
bang your ex-girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to bang your best friend.
Yeah, we're going to start a new podcast.
I came here to do your podcast, but I stayed to bang your ex. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to stretch your ex out with my small to average.
We're starting a new show. It's the Black and Yellow Podcast. It's about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know what
it's
it
about
is.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Everything I do it big. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. No. Imagine.
But yeah, it was amazing. It was such a. If you haven't listened to it,
he was all
yet,
relaxed and chill.
It was so good. It was good. So good.
It was fun. It was so fun.
I love that podcast, and this is probably the best episode
of
that
podcast.
And it's
funny because, like, when I came back and that podcast came out, right? And I've been doing spot at the Bordel, and then other comedians that didn't know, right? And they were like, oh, yeah. No, we're just talking about, like, the fact I did Bobby Lee's podcast. And they're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's on, oh, yeah. Shit. Okay, you did that. All right, that's dope.
So, is there video? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, there's video. On
YouTube. Put the mic in front of your face.
Oh. Hello. Man,
you're so bossy.
Yeah,
shit.
No. Yeah.
That's your sorry, brother.
So you listen here, bro.
but that's the thing. It was dope. It was really dope. It was fun. I never thought I would. And they the one that approached us, right?
Yeah.
And Abba was like, I'm too occupied. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. And I was like,
well, Abba, don't. What the fuck is it? What's
no, because we got
Abba's
a lot of,
busy.
We got a lot of things going on with the channel. We're trying to do an little expansion and stuff like that. We got a little projects we're working on.
Okay.
Publicity is a bit.
So he's dealing with that shit.
We're dealing with a lot of shit. He's dealing with a lot of that shit, right? So, yeah, it's just that. It's not just all leisure and stuff like that. It's just like, man, I'd rather just focus on this shit. And, yeah, you do that okay. thing. And it's always been like that. I'm more...
And you're better in interviews than he is, too, I think.
I guess. I'm a bit goofy and stuff like that. Yeah. So the thing that happened is... And I like interviews, and he doesn't
and
really like that shit
like
more.
You, and that show, like, Kalila is... Like, you could tell, like, she was like... Yeah, when you guys did this on Abba and Preach, like yeah, she was fangirling. So it was very cool.
I guess. But I know, like, you know, I don't know if you like hip hop like that, but you know, there's Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
He's part of a crew called NERD. And there's a bunch of producers and stuff. He's really the guy that's really on the forefront of that group that does the interviews, that does all the things and stuff like
but
that.
It's a whole
and Chad really just in the back doing it. That's a bit the dynamic that we have with Abba and Preach, right?
Okay.
So, like, he does the editing and stuff like that. There's, like, artistic direction and stuff like that. And then I put my, like, I have a say in there.
So Abba is the Pharrell?
I'm the Pharrell.
Okay.
He's
Pharrell.
More the Chad.
Okay, okay.
I'm more on the front.
All right. Are you still feuding... With other channels, because I saw a video of an old British man.
That's the thing, is that
an old British bro. I was dying of laughter.
Is it a white guy?
He was this weird. You know, he was a black guy. He was like, "You don't want this smoke. You don't want this smoke."
The funny thing is that it's a whole.
How old is he?
It's not
57.
It's not. No, he's not even old. He's not even.
He looks old. I thought he was like in his 50s.
He looks.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's 57.
Like no. He's not in his 50s. He's he's probably like in his like. Late 20s, early 30s.
No!
Late 20s. Yeah. But
is it because British people and their weird British mouth, they look like they're 70?
It's a black guy, so it's not a typical British dude, you know? So,
I don't know what that means.
It's just because, like, it's like a bunch of different channels and different people that whatever. And one of the girls said something that was interesting. We say interesting right now, but we thought it was fairly stupid. And we commented on that. And the guy got angry.
Did he know her?
Yeah, she's part of his team. And, but none of the rest of the people, including the girl, was like, he's like, no, you know what? We've got to address the elephant in the room, bruv. And everyone's like, what's the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
And he said that, what it was. And people was like, even the girl that we were talking about was, Just Pearly Things, and cause she was saying that women shouldn't have the right to vote.
Oh, she was saying smart things. Okay, go ahead.
Women shouldn't have the right to vote because they don't get drafted if there's a war. I'm like, that's not how the world works, lady. It doesn't work like that. But he's like, yeah, you was eating off the back of Just Pearly Things, yeah? And then, well, I've got smoke for you. But the way he was talking was
ludicrous.
But he was talking like he was about to beat her ass, right? He was saying lingo that was really linked to, like, he said, yo, you know what? We're going to clip you. We're going to clip. You know when you have a banana clip?
Yeah.
But he was talking about he's going to edit what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then the best is a guy that works with me. He's like, he doesn't speak for me.
Yeah.
I don't want
no
smoke.
I ain't got
no preach.
Smoke for nobody. And he was like, yeah. So he threw him under the bus and stuff like that. So we did a whole, yeah. We did
just a goofy British dude.
So if draft people, they don't draft women.
No, they don't draft women.
Depends on the country, I guess.
Historically speaking. But when's the last time a draft?
Because
the
last time a draft was in the 60s.
Tell it to
the
Russians.
Like, exactly. Yeah, and it was like no woman was drafted.
Yeah. But in those days, women had been allowed to vote for the last 6 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I
and
think now if there was a draft, we'd women.
Would,
women.
Yeah,
no. We still
want
to win the war. for going to war. We're not gonna draft broads.
If she could see you, she'd be angry. Yeah. She was like, "Someone said something mean, but I can't see."
But that's pretty
because she's got stupid woman eyes. The can't see part.
Straight bullets. Jesus fucking Christ. But hey, that's no. I don't beef. We don't beef with channels. Is that? Whenever we say something,
I don't think you were going after them. I saw his response, and I thought it was ludicrous.
Yeah, we're gonna go about what you said.
Yeah,
and yeah, but not the people. But people take it personally, and I understand why.
But that's what fucked me with the video, because when I was watching him, it's like you didn't make anything up. That's what the chick had said. You comment on that. She didn't seem pissed. The other guy was not. The third guy was like, "I don't want anything to do with this." They're allowed to comment on it.
If you look about that shit, you look at the video again. And you look at them talking, crickets.
Yeah.
Everybody was looking at them like, yo, this guy is a weirdo.
Yeah. Wow. He took it very, very personal. Whatever.
It is what it is. It is, you know.
Internet. Did he stop now?
He just did that one video. We replied, and it was so crazy that.
Can you put the video? I want to see what the guy that you think looks like he's fucking 71.
In my head, I remember him.
20.
No, just go. And
go Abba and Preach. They have a video. That's where I saw it. But his face, I could be misremembering, but his face seemed older. He didn't seem young. Like when he said 20s, fuck, this guy didn't seem like
this. Late 20s. All right, go on videos.
But British people look older.
Also, maybe it's because of the accent, too.
We'll pull it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, good, good. Okay, scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Oh, they make a lot of videos, these homies.
Okay, scroll down again. That first video.
Right, oh, yeah, there it is. See the guy on the left. That guy doesn't look like he's in his 20s.
Yeah, 20s.
Am I crazy?
That guy looks like a distinguished gentleman in his 50s.
You want me to put on the volume?
I don't know. We went crazy.
But if Abba and Preach.
That's the girl that said some whatever thing.
If you guys copyright strike.
The guy in the middle.
Pause it.
That guy doesn't look like this. That's an old man.
That's not an old man.
That guy is at least 58.
Thank you.
58.
That's my guy.
That's an old dude. He looks like he. The only song he has on his iPod is "I'm Gonna Rock Down to Electric Avenue."
Okay, don't say 50. What right now? Because if he didn't say
like
five,
he's in his
you
50s.
if you saw him in the street,
yeah.
But if you had to give him an age,
he looks like he dyed his hair black.
Poseidon said it looks like he dyed his hair black.
That's what he looks like.
Like he dyed his hair black. Yeah. That's it. That's exactly what he looks like. That's what he looks like. That's what exactly yeah, like he looks like. He dyed his hair black. That's what he looks
old
like.
Old man. Yeah.
That's
I wasn't wrong.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's
yo, Dave, how the fuck have you been?
Yeah. I've been good.
Yeah, but you gotta hear how he's talking though.
Jesus Christ. You wanna hear?
Do I put on the volume?
Yeah, yeah. Unless he's gonna copyright strike you.
Are you gonna copyright strike?
No.
Nah,
I'm fucking around. Don't give a shit.
Internet, you know, let me address it a little bit.
Does he sound old?
No, he doesn't. He just sounds
he does
retarded.
To me, but
sounds
I guess
weird. He sounds retarded.
Sounds weird.
Old. Can I say that word?
Get me. Just pearly things.
Things.
Yeah, just pearly things is a network. Yeah. So when you tag just pearly things, just know you're coming for everyone on the show.
He sounds like the Ricky Gervais character in The Office.
Do you know what pearly things is?
He sounds like Robert Sheehan.
Go ahead.
It's the girl we covered, the one who doesn't want women to be able to vote or have birth control, because women don't go to the draft.
If this was Pearl's world, I'd get rid of birth control. I'd ban it, but that'll never happen.
I'd ban birth control. That's weird for a lady to say.
I think that's the root of all evil. And I'd actually, yeah, that's
no,
it.
Women, you can't vote. No birth control.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
No, because it's always freedom without responsibility.
Yeah, this guy is very hyped.
Women should not vote.
No,
Pearly said
it
herself.
I'll tell you why. Because it's freedom without responsibility. And before
this.
Women, like the like I believe in.
God damn, that looks
decisions.
Cheap.
So the men
the
know
background.
If they vote someone batshit crazy into power, you guys get drafted. We don't. Women decide elections.
But then again, okay, to be fair.
No, look, she's not all the way wrong.
But to be fair, that when she said that, apparently,
yeah.
It was said in a joke.
Satirically, yeah, that's what I was about
to
ask.
But the thing that happened is that she said that numerous times, and.
Because the joke killed.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. And that's when it bombed. But yeah, so that's pretty much what it is. So he was just mad that.
But listen to what he's saying though. He's just so aggressive.
I want equality, and personally, I don't want to get drafted, so I'll be in the kitchen.
Okay,
she got a YouTube channel.
I'll be in the kitchen.
Look at these handsome fellows.
Okay, we did a video about that a couple weeks back. So I guess this is about that.
Okay, so she's on that network.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know what he's saying.
Abba and Preach, yeah. These guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, like should I? All right.
My back hurts.
Look at the girl. Looking at them. What are you talking about?
This is the elephant in the
room. Oh, we're going to get beat up.
This is the elephant in the room because you know what they're doing? They've gone around, yeah, and my man has basically said, you're misogynistic.
That guy's not under 40.
So, a man called a woman misogynistic.
He's a vampire. He's a 900-year-old black man. Look at the faces of these women. They're like, disgusting. We're fucked.
You ate off just pearly things.
You ate off just pearly things, yeah.
And your production is not our production.
I love our British guys out here. When they don't have anything to say, finish with
yeah.
And so I'm saying something that doesn't make sense.
You eat off the back of just pearly things. Yeah,
you know what I love.
And the thing is,
it's his channel.
The thing is, we're a conglomerate. Yeah,
yeah.
And the thing is,
yeah. You know what I like? It's his channel, and he still missays it. It's pronounced things,
But the TH in they say things.
I know.
And
disgusting.
In his brain, he's like, "You look very young and handsome. No one knows that you were born in 1944." He remembers when Bob Marley was a young man who invented a style of music.
Yeah.
He's like, "I like that hair."
He knew Mussolini personally, bro. Fuck this guy.
You motherfuckers are going in.
Yeah.
I told you, bro. You know, because we've got a network here. So when you attack someone from our network, we come after you.
There's two drinks minimum.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a network.
It's a network.
So if you come against anybody of us, you come from all of us. All right.
He was Charlie Chaplin's black friend.
I'm gonna come down there and say things. In fact, I'm gonna say things grammatically correct. Is what I'm gonna do. Just to piss you off.
You guys are fucking...
Now, bug off, old man. Bug off my screen.
So, yeah, that was... No, we not. So...
He used to date B. Arthur.
No! He called him the Golden Gals. She went on. My Golden Ladies, yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna make you come, yeah?
Feel that dick, yeah?
Get the duster. Get the dust out, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you're feeling that cock, yeah?
Yeah, cock.
we're not beefing with nobody.
I'm going for a wank, yeah?
Imagine if that guy's only 26, how he's going to kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if he's 26, imagine him.
Because for a black person, white people, a white man that's turning 50 next year, telling you, you look rubbish, I would kill myself.
He does, though.
You
he's very old looking.
What's his name?
I don't know. Black? Crack? Black don't crack? I don't know.
Oh, this
whatever
black
his
crack.
Name is, you know what's going to happen?
This black crack, bro.
If he does...
It cracked in the 40s, bro.
If he does commit suicide, he's the type of guy that when he'll die, it'll be like Alan whatever died. Alan, who claimed to be only 27, died.
An old British vampire has died.
That's fucked up.
His friends from the 1940s.
This guy thought that he was going against Abba and Preach. But here comes two drinks.
Fuck this guy. Yeah.
Fucking this guy up.
And Poseidon doesn't have a microphone today, but I tell you, he has many things to say. Most of them racist against the British.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about the British?
Go ahead. Something dark on tap.
Right? That's what you want? that's your little name for me. Something
dark on tap?
He said, they asked me earlier, what would you want to drink? I'm like, oh, something dark on top. And so Preach is like, what? You want to tap something dark?
what the fuck was that?
That was a fire truck.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. For those of you, you didn't have a mic. Poseidon, with no facial expression, said that was a fire truck. There was a big like explosion outside. How do you know what type of truck it was? Do you feel confident it was a fire truck?
That was too quick. Straight up fire. Boom! What was that?
Fire truck.
Farted.
Perhaps.
He farted.
Perhaps an act of Islamic terrorism, but it surely was not a fart.
That was a fart. Did you fart, bro?
Nah.
No.
That's a lie. That's a fucking lie.
Yeah, so Dave
He's not wearing his diaper today.
Dave got here a week ago.
Yeah.
In Quebec for a week.
He's been getting hammered all week?
No, we haven't been drinking that much.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's a lie.
Yeah.
He's a big drinker.
Busy.
I'm a
Mike
good drinker.
Can drink.
He can drink.
I'm excellent
drinker. The opposite.
Yeah.
So I was the designated driver.
Yeah.
Not tonight. No. Not your cabin at home.
I like that he said I was the designated driver. I was the designated driver.
Are you tonight?
Yes,
I'm driving tonight.
She was a deer.
We both are. We're gonna sit on each other's lap.
To take two different taxis back. See who makes it first.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I enjoy every minute of it.
It's gonna be like step brother porn.
Yeah. What are you doing, step brother? Oh shit! Next gear, yas.
Is that still the leading category?
I have no clue.
Yes.
Oh, I you know what I heard?
Is that the leading? Yes.
What was the question?
So, in this country. The leading category of porn being watched by this individual, and not just him, it's the whole country, is stepbrother and stepsister.
He's the reason why it's the leading category.
It's the leading category. It better be. I'm watching 16 videos a day. I'm keeping us at number one, baby.
You know what I heard, though? Apparently
my dick hurts, so I can keep us at number one.
Apparently on Pornhub, it's not even in the top 10 search things like stepsister, stepmother porn, but it's the porn that they fucking give us all the time.
Why?
I don't know.
That's mental. They're trying to fuck with people.
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah.
It's very creative.
Yeah. There's a girl on TikTok.
Oh, pause.
What did you say?
Very creative.
He said it's very creative.
Yeah.
The scenarios.
We
keep forgetting that he doesn't have a mic. And the person that shouldn't forget that he doesn't have a mic is the only guy wearing headphones.
He can hear himself.
He has headphones. So
can
he's
he
like,
hear himself?
God damn, this show.
Jesus, fuck. God damn.
This show's all about this and you, bro. Yeah.
Not every episode.
No, not every
Just
bitch.
The good
a lot
ones.
Of them.
Just the good
ones. A lot of them, yeah. But yeah, so Pornhub pushes that on people.
Yeah.
That's mental. I thought it's because people were searching.
What's the first category? Can you Google that?
I thought people were searching for it, bro. I didn't know that they're just pushing it. But that's insane.
No, they're trying to push the.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is? It's a big stepbrother.
Well, it's big step, but I don't think
big
it's.
Step.
The
big step.
I don't know if it's real, but Poseidon, do you know this girl? There's a Greek girl from Montreal on TikTok. I've been sent videos twice, bro, about how she's banging her stepbrother, and she makes videos about it, and I think she got engaged to him. Yeah, I've been asked if I know her. I don't know her. I never met the girl.
What?
Yeah, from Montreal or Laval. Montreal, Laval.
Okay,
maybe
one
West
is hentai. Yeah. Number two is romance. Number three is group sex.
Okay.
Hentai.
Four is fitness. I'm out of that.
Swapping.
Big clicks. Dick. Let's go. Big
challenge. Transgender, what? Goth. Yeah, who goth. The
oh, yeah,
fuck
goth.
Googles
yeah,
goth?
Big titty goth girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you want big
bro,
pale titties.
No,
pale
number
titty
10
goth
is
goth
how
girlfriend.
To. Yeah. How to for everything. How to put on a condom.
How to.
How to finger myself. That seems pretty. How to shave balls. How to make
you know
a dildo.
People,
how to squirt.
There must be some dumb guys that write how to gay.
How to make her come. Get off Pornhub and do it yourself, bro.
Imagine going on Pornhub, how to make her come.
And she's like, are you coming back to bed? Hold on!
Dave, what's your favorite category?
I don't know if I should answer that.
Don't answer it.
Yeah,
good. I probably
are
should.
Hey, don't answer that. You plead the fifth, you know, because wives
on,
and shit.
Poseidon, do you like the step stuff because you don't have a stepsister?
No, I don't really like the stuff.
Yeah, don't answer that.
Hentai, okay. Hentai lesbian,
yeah,
male,
hentai,
Asian,
hentai,
some Indian anal.
Indian anal.
Big tits, stepmom.
Big tits, stepmom.
Okay, stepmom is after big tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because stepmoms
Ebony.
Have big tits and you see the big tits first.
Public.
Why is it, huh? What's a minus two? Like, it's like
Ebony.
it's
oh,
betting.
It dropped
two spots.
I
it used to be
it was
higher.
Like, the betting odds. Like, if I
and
bet on Ebony,
and
Ebony
last,
won, I'd
last is BBC?
Make,
big black children. It's weird. They shouldn't even have that category.
They shouldn't have that. Big black children. That's
should be illegal.
Like a lot of porn with Shaq.
Should be illegal.
Lana
I was
Rhodes.
So disappointed. Like with BBC, when I went to England, it was very hard to masturbate watching that channel.
Just a bunch of British guys.
Today on BBC News. That's not what the kind of news I was
like, come
see.
On.
Why are you coming said. After this channel?
Yeah. You know why you're watching, yeah?
Yeah. It's really hard to come to this 57-year-old black guy.
Top porn stars? Lana Rhodes. Riley Reid.
Riley Reid has been there for a while, right?
Lana Rhodes, I've heard the name. I don't know what she looks like.
Riley Reid does a lot of podcasts with Doug Benson.
Dry humping? Isn't dry humping
scissoring?
But isn't dry humping people just humping each other with clothes on?
Top categories, lesbian anal. Ooh.
Wait, am I crazy? Isn't dry humping when you hump with clothes on?
Or it's when Poseidon fucks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Dry humping.
Yeah.
He cannot produce any pre-cum.
Isn't that what dry humping is, or am I fucking crazy?
Dry humping is just rubbing like jeans
with
on
clothes
jeans.
On.
Yeah.
So why would you search on a porn network people fully clothed?
Listen, bruv.
I can't.
People have different kind of kinks. We don't kink shame over here.
I'm not kink shaming.
We do kink shame. We shame everything.
We shame
everyone.
But I'm saying, couldn't you get that in a non-pornographic?
And by everyone, we mean Poseidon.
Yeah.
But couldn't you get that in a But couldn't you get that on a non-pornographic website?
You can watch dry humping on YouTube, can't you?
For sure, they're not.
You can watch naked yoga.
I don't know. Let's see.
Go on YouTube.
Naked yoga.
Go on YouTube and write naked yoga.
You could. There's naked yoga on YouTube.
Can you share with us? No, you can't share.
Okay.
But you can put it on. You're going to have to blur it out later on.
Just don't put it on the stream.
Hold up.
Just don't put it on the stream.
I'm going to put it on your camera.
Me?
Okay.
Yeah.
So. All right, I'm going to do sexual faces. Tell me when it's on there.
Naked yoga.
Oh, what the fuck?
What
is that old lady putting in her...
She's
putting a flashlight in her vagina.
Allegedly, you've seen this.
Scroll down.
Look at this.
What the fuck? This is on YouTube. Dude, I get in trouble on YouTube for saying shit, and there's porn on YouTube.
Look at that shit.
Bro, YouTube has some fucked up. I love that we're on the Gong Show's account. This is amazing. Click the favorites, bro. That's fine.
Put it favorite. This video
may be inappropriate.
You may proceed.
It's only a minute.
Oh, I hate. Do you like nose rings? I'm not a fan of nose rings.
Nah.
Depends on the shit.
This is retarded.
What the fuck?
This is hippie nonsense.
That ain't got nothing to do with yoga.
I found a kid who's a Christian rapper that I would like to.
But it's not naked.
Go to the Asian chicks.
Yeah.
I found
it. Just blurred out yoga.
What does that mean?
Okay, let's do a.
That's porn, bro.
That was the A's logo, right? The baseball.
Oh, this shit is.
Oh, this one.
Death of ego.
Oh, no, that's weird. This one.
Nude yoga till you come.
What?
Is that what it is?
No, but I knew Poseidon was going to explode.
What the fuck is
that's
this?
That's a pair of tits.
Stretching explicit.
Explicit 18.
And she's fucking milking herself?
Yeah. Oh, she's putting.
That's not the one we want you to play, bro.
Why isn't she milking her tits?
The one on top.
This is on YouTube.
What are you doing? Not this one. The only one. Oh my God!
That's under.
People get in trouble.
Over that one.
The milking one.
People get it.
Yeah.
People get in trouble for saying retard, and this is cool.
Those are tits being milked.
YouTube is fucked.
And then we get banned for.
But if
that's crazy though.
But she has two. How does this girl only have 211 subscribers?
Hold on, guys. I got another question. How is this gonna help me with my yoga?
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna help you out.
There's a pair of tits being squeezed and there's milk coming out, and it looks like a big pimple. I don't like it.
You know what's fucked up though? Since I'm 49, that's how my dick comes now. I gotta squeeze the end of it.
That shit creamy as fuck. 70% cream. That's what's coming out of his dick.
That's how that guy was like, hey, yeah. That's
yeah.
Comes.
Yeah.
It's the squishy end of it, and yeah. There's just a drop that comes out. Hey, you want me? Come on, you.
So,
yet?
Dave, is it great for your career that you're on this podcast? I don't think it is, bro.
So yeah, dude, there's a Greek girl. You might know her. She's on TikTok. She's your age.
Hopefully, man.
Or younger.
Won't watch this.
She's the whole thing is people keep sending me. Do you know this girl? She's with her stepbrother, and they got engaged or some shit. But I've never seen her, so I'm like, I don't know if it's real or not.
What's her name? Dula, Rula?
I know I have no mic, but on TikTok, chicks get away with breastfeeding.
He said that he wants to suck cock.
Yeah. Right. No, he said on TikTok. Yeah. I don't mind that, but I'm wondering if you knew her. No, you don't know who the fuck it is.
Hold on. He was. She's from here?
Yeah. They even talked.
Like, yeah, hold on. Let me just put a name, a random name that I know. First, like that, the first, the
first. So how are you gonna Google that?
You're gonna find her. Stepsister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna find her. You know how I know? Because the first time that someone sent me a link was the New York Post talked about her.
Really?
Yeah.
How is it?
New York Post?
God damn.
Okay, so put it up.
What's her fucking name? Yeah, I don't know if it's real or if it's just like a gag. I'm marrying my stepbrother. People say it's
Ibrahim.
The New York Post has become the National Enquirer.
Yeah, 100%.
What's her name?
Vicky Papadakis.
Ah, that's Greek. All right, there we go.
Vicky Papadakis.
It's funny how you Greeks don't pronounce sometimes the S at the end.
It depends how you're saying it.
Papadaki.
Papadakis, because it's the way he's saying it, but it's Vicky Papadakis. But if like you're talking about her, you say Papadaki. It's weird.
What's her... So
you don't know her, eh? But she's too young. I don't know.
Show a picture of her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, scroll up. But do you think it's real or is it just for clicks?
For clicks.
I think it's for clicks.
Oh yeah, yeah. She yeah.
That's clicks. That's.
I feel like it's clicky.
That's OnlyFans clicks.
Yeah. I think that it's clicky.
That's OnlyFans clicks.
But if they found love in the laundry room, I mean, it happens. Good for them. What do you ever tell you?
I thought she was about to say in a broken place.
Yeah, well,
that place is broken.
That place is broken. Yeah. But you know what? As long as they're happy, bro, who gives a shit? But it's just fucking yeah. It's weird. But do you think their step, like, they share a parent?
There's a lot of people that do shit like that. Like,
yeah, they probably don't share a parent.
And they're not. They don't share a parent.
Yeah, that's what it is. Another one had a kid. They probably got married.
Remember I told you there was the first Quebec chick that signed to Vivid that was called Lanny Barbie.
Yeah, you were telling me something.
She used to do videos with her stepsister. Or it actually wasn't her stepsister. It was her half-sister.
Oh, so they were blood-related.
So they were blood-related. And they did, like, full-on porn. And all the comments were like, I think this is illegal. And then it was like, this is super hot, but very legal.
I think this is illegal.
But this is legal because they're not blood related.
Yeah.
It's just frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're young. They'll
grow up.
But they're both good looking, though. The dude's a handsome dude, too.
I don't know what the guy looks like. What does the guy look like?
Scroll up a second.
He's very fuckable.
He is fuckable.
Bro. What do you ever tell you?
He look good.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He's got weird ears, though. He's got wrestler ears.
If they, maybe wrestles, but if they weren't related, they'd probably end up dating.
Yeah, he wrestles her.
I think, yeah. He wrestles with the idea of banging his family.
Yeah. He loses that match all the time. Yeah. He loses that. Yeah, so yeah, that I thought, sure you might have known her, but she probably
is that
Lavaller.
News for the New York Post? They're like, let's talk about these two fucking
kids.
The
New York Post is some, look, fetish Barbie spent over 48K on lips, fillers, and
exactly,
body.
That's news.
I got a nose job, my mom was shocked by what the doctor found.
We're talking shit about the New York Post, but CTV, if you look it up right now, post this as news. They go yesterday, Edmonton man puts Avatar movie tattoos all over his body. Like what people, the fuck does that have to do with the news?
They want clicks. They want clicks. The new job is clicks.
I don't give a fuck what the guy tattooed on his body. That's weird. That's what the fuck do I care?
But people are going to click on that shit, and it looks good for advertisers, I guess.
Oh, yeah, advertisers, like how many clicks you get. He's like, on the Avatar guy? A million. You found it?
No, but...
It's so weird. It's just he's all blue. Oh, what's this?
CTV News.
All right, let's see what they're... You know what? I'm curious.
Grocery shoplifting
on the rise in Canada. That's funny.
The lettuce is fucking $14. Of course it is, dumbass.
What the fuck?
Yeah. How?
I wouldn't know. I steal all my lettuce.
Rihanna shares first...
A truly great Canadian, Jim Carr...
Where?
Mourned at Memorial Service in Winnipeg. Okay.
Hey, this is...
Father of Chicago shooter charged for helping buy gun. Ooh, there was another shooting in Chicago. That never happens there.
Pretty rare.
Chicago. I hope.
All
right. No guns in Chicago.
There's no guns in Chicago.
None.
I like how Poseidon was like, all right. And he closed. We're done. He's like, this isn't funny.
Well, that's his
that wasn't also. Funny.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
All right. I mean, we were talking about gun violence, which you find a funnier topic.
Dogface arrested.
Let's go with this.
What? Who's Dogface?
The guy with the Fleetwood Mac song.
He
was arrested.
Oh, yeah. That's his name.
The guy on the skateboard with the cranberries?
Oh, man.
He got arrested for being too cool?
No, but do you want to get farther away from a microphone before you describe
Oh, yeah.
It?
Let me pull it up for you guys.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So, basically, allegedly...
Oh, that's what your voice sounds like.
Allegedly, the cops arrested him, and it was a gun charge, and he can't... own a gun because he's a felon, but he's not really a felon. And they
why isn't he really a felon?
Because he hasn't done anything. Like he hasn't committed crimes.
But you just said he was a felon.
Yeah, but the cops lied.
It's because he's Mexican and in America.
Yeah, basically.
They're like,
the cops
okay,
lied.
Hey, Brownie.
Yeah, like
you're a criminal.
Listen, felon. He's like, I run a restaurant.
So they lied and they tried to lock him up with no bail. But then finally they came out and they told him, "Yo, we fucked up. You're only being charged for possession of marijuana for some gummies and like edibles and shit." And then they released him on a $600 bail and he got out.
Did he get out on a skateboard
that's
and
not,
a really
that's not
sweet
news, but do you think he'll sue them?
Song?
That's the thing. Cops will do cop things. Lie.
How do you lie about someone? Like, it's either he's a felon, he has a record, or not.
That's
what, insane.
That's what they do. That's
motherfuckers.
What they do.
Yo, I've been watching Sylvester Stallone's new show. Have you seen it? Because that's
oh,
your show.
Oh, it's insane.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're going to
so
love
good.
It.
Is Did
it
you
it's
see
a mobster
the
show.
Last episode?
Yeah.
The way he kills a guy is the
oh,
most violent
brutal.
Death I've ever seen in my life. Because some guy, like, I won't say why he kills a guy, but he walks in. And the guy's like making soup. He fucking puts his face
on the burner
and then pushes his face. The guy's like, ah! And then he lifts him up, lets him fall down, and then smashes his foot on his head.
Smashes his head,
and then
smashes
his
head
explodes.
That didn't exist. Is poetic.
And what's the best is the other mobs is like, what are we going to do now with this guy?
It's called
Tulsa King.
Tulsa King.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Tulsa King.
That's
it's
a series?
So good.
Yeah, it's a series.
On Netflix?
Yeah, no, it's
no,
on
it's
Amazon
on,
Prime.
Amazon Prime on Paramount.
Paramount
it's
Plus.
Paramount.
That is. Yeah.
Very
it's
good
so
show.
Good.
That's poetic as
and,
fuck.
I've been
and
waiting for a good mobster
Stallone
series.
Stallone is so believable
as
a
mobster,
an old
yeah.
mobster.
Because he plays the old mobster.
He plays a guy that went to prison for 30 years and then got out of prison, and then all the old school guys have aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
And then they send him to Tulsa because they want to get rid of him. So he's like kind of pissed at the mafia, and he's like the first episode he's trying to pay cash and he can't pay cash for anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's like, they're like, yeah, we can't take this, and he's like, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah, it's fun.
I'll go check that out.
It's like mafia fish out of water type of situation, yeah. And I like the mafia movies.
It's
and it's
like
been a while.
Hooker with a heart of gold, except she's very violent.
Yeah, yeah, he's very violent. He's
so
very
she's
violent.
A hooker.
Yeah.
A violent hooker.
Yeah, violent hooker.
Cause they on cognac, they violent.
Oh yeah, I know one. I know a violent cognac hooker.
We all do.
Oh yeah, it's true.
That's a good story.
We all do.
It is. Only Dave doesn't know the story.
I don't.
Welcome
know
to
that,
Montreal.
So
you do know that story.
That sounds like
do
a
I?
Good
yeah.
story.
What's the story?
A violent.
Huh?
What's the story?
I'm a fucking.
Hey, well, if you want to know
not
about the story,
stitch?
You're going to have to go on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Minimum.
We should start a Patreon for
yeah,
Tujuic.
Yeah,
for Tujuic Minimum,
don't,
we
yeah.
don't.
Jesus fucking
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, we publicly give this to the peoples, but we're thinking about starting
we
a Patreon.
We give it. We're fucking, yeah, we're against capitalism. That is the problem.
Says the
North
guy
America.
That bought a flamethrower.
That says yeah. the guy, yeah.
Yeah. Says the guy that fucking bought a, that rented a jet. Yes, we're against capitalism.
I ran that flamethrower out of gas this week.
Ah!
Yeah.
Did you
yeah,
try to flamethrower?
Yeah. It ran out of gas. Yeah.
Poseidon tries to get paid, and Mike's
awesome.
Like, you want to get paid? Down with capitalism. Why are you like this, Poseidon? Why do you support these big corporations?
Did you buy new more gas?
No.
Because you got the
how much did that cost?
You have to buy the MEP.
Yeah, the yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow
okay.
one.
Okay.
That's
But he painted it black.
Yeah.
It looks wicked.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's just a
little. It's cool.
I get it, because it was like a homage to blackface.
Yeah.
Did you
see
homage to Trudeau? Homage to Trudeau.
You're not going to blackface, you're going to black bottle? Is that what's going to happen? Anyway.
If I put makeup on my propane bottle.
But yeah. The flamethrower, best shit ever.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Fucking sweet.
Is it fun to use?
Oh,
yeah.
It's so fun.
Oh, it's cool.
You can, I get how you can be anti-gun. You can't be anti-flamethrower.
No.
Only.
You're the only people that are anti-gun never try guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they're their children were victims of school shootings. They've become very anti-gun, a lot of these people. Not all, though.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Some become super pro-gun. Some are like the next kid. He's packing heat in kindergarten, bro. I'll give him a machine gun.
For real, it's impossible to shoot a gun without smiling.
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah, I did.
It's
very hard. Can't do it. Boom.
Squeezing the trigger.
Yeah.
It is fun. You think it's people are excited that they're able to squeeze something here and then there's a result over there? Because I know that when light switches first came out, there was two sets of people. There was people that were super excited because they were flipping a switch and then there was light in the room elsewhere. And there was other people who wanted it removed from their homes saying that it was demonic. Yeah, they go, this is demonic. It's witchcraft because I'm pushing the button here and the light's turning on over there. You can't explain that to me. That's witch shit.
Was there like a NRA but for switches in those days?
But people have heard stories, yeah. It's okay. If you look back, like a little historical stuff, bro, people are fucking weird as shit.
Same thing that happened with microwaves. Same thing that happened with televisions.
I found out about microwaves. They don't microwave your shit.
They what?
They don't nuke your stuff, microwaves.
No, they don't. They don't nuke your shit.
They heat up certain liquids.
The only thing that they do is that they move the electrons.
Yeah, really, really fast.
The particles really quick. And that's
not what we were told growing up. We were told it was nuking your food. Remember that?
Yeah.
We were told it's bad for you. You're going to get cancer.
It's just slang.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it.
It's not nuclear.
No, but it's
not radioactive.
It's not radioactive. It makes them, fucking weird shit that you learn. I learned it from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He's the one who said it, that it.
That's my dude.
They're very smart.
Or else I wouldn't have known.
He's a smart guy.
Smart.
By the way, I have a question here.
Go ahead.
Fastest animal on the planet, land animal, is what?
Cheetah.
Cheetah, he said. Okay, what's the second?
Leopard.
No.
Ostrich.
It's the gazelle.
Oh, it's possible.
Which is funny. Because cheetahs chase gazelles to eat. I found that watching our friend Morgan Freeman doing a documentary on Netflix. I didn't know that. He's talking about the cheetahs. He goes, the fastest land animal. And then he goes, and second behind them, the gazelle. And it's chasing
the
gazelle.
One, the one that gets eaten.
Yeah, and it doesn't always because sometimes that runs it because they're so tight. If it has too much of a head start, the gazelle's running away.
Or that's already zigzag.
That's how you can tell that the cheetahs are fucking dicks.
Yeah.
That they're like, okay, he's almost as fast.
Yeah. I'm going to eat him.
I could eat a bull. No, fuck that shit. I want a challenge.
Yeah.
I want a little challenge.
Yeah. Can you watch that nature shit? It makes me sad sometimes seeing the animals die.
I love watching shit like that.
Do you like monkeys?
Do you like watching animals get murdered?
I love watching nature happen.
So I will say one thing. What's weird about me is because of my dog, even when I see cheetahs, it feels like it's the same species. I see them, I'm like, that feels familiar, okay? But you know what fucks with me? No joke now, that started fucking with me. Number one, anything with abnormal bodies, like giraffes, you look at them and I think about the neck, how the fuck does that work? Mm. And monkeys.
Bro, have you seen two giraffe fight?
Like this?
Yeah, they fucking swing that thing like it's a whole big-ass dick.
Not apes. Yeah. Apes were already, monkeys, bro.
They headbutt, right?
Watch
monkeys living like outside of Sri Lanka and shit like that and tell me that we're not related.
We're not.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, they have gangs, bro.
Bruv. I can understand that you think.
They have gangs. They communicate the way they hold their kid and they, like human.
I can understand that you think that we're related. One of your best friends is Poseidon, but that's not.
This is an ape. This is a great ape.
That is not what's going on. Like, genetically speaking, we are closer
to pigs. I know. I heard that too.
It's like genetically.
Look at monkey street gangs.
Genetically speaking,
the honey badger.
Genetically speaking,
plants too. Apparently.
A banana is closer to a strawberry.
Honey badger. Well,
then we are.
Whenever strawberry I watch videos of bananas, I'm like, how is that thing smarter than Poseidon?
Monkey street gangs.
Wow.
Look at.
That's disrespectful.
And oddly enough, I want to fuck both of them.
Wow.
Poseidon, monkey street gangs, you're going to freak out.
Why have I had both of those things inside my asshole?
Really?
Monkey street gangs. You think I'm fucking with you? Monkey street gangs.
Yeah, honey badgers are crazy.
The
monkey street gang. Take the volume
off. Monkey street gangs are the ones in India.
Yeah, bro. Stuff. It is crazy. They kill dogs. Yeah. Bro, look at this.
Look at these guys.
Some of them wear hats and smoke.
I love that they call them a street gang.
Smoke. Some of them smoke it. They have cigarettes.
Yeah.
Some of them wear hats. The cool ones. Rival gangs, bro. Yeah.
The humans that are next to them, how can you be that fucking calm next to 7,000 monkeys?
Well, look at when they walk straight up.
Look at the guy on the motorcycle. Scary. Jesus Christ, I'd be shitting my pants.
Yo.
They're like the monkeys from The Hangover.
I just got something. Like I just
little drug dealer monkeys.
I still find
them cute. The thing is, I wish a street gang of Montreal would call themselves the Monkees.
Like
whenever,
the band.
And whenever the news would call them the Monkees, they would say, you can't call us that. Yeah. That's fucking racist.
Yeah. Oh, that's because you're assuming they're black.
That's, no, I say
what
a
if
black,
they're British? What if they're the Monkees? Yeah, bruv, bruv, it's just bruv, a band. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be amazing, dope. Yeah, if the Monkees, it was just black one gang? Black guy.
Yeah.
And the rest are all white.
Yeah, like,
so kind of like
these
the
Monkees, hey!
Oh!
Kinda like, that's racist! Yeah.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's great.
Kind of like that'd the Proud Boys.
Rival, this is, this is Thailand. But dude, this is fucking nuts. Anyways, you're right, genetically, I heard that too, they were close to the pigs. But I see shit like this in an apes too, where the way they hold their babies and the way they, and I'm like, there's something.
I love that you're watching this connection. Video and you're like, they're like us.
How they are. They like us? How are they not like us? They're look at time. Go look like at Times Square. Go look at traffic in Tokyo right now. For real.
You're gonna see
all these motherfuckers with tails.
The tails what bothers you. That some people are born with tails, bro. Is the tail what's bothering you? Some people are born with tails.
That's a whole lot of hair. I know a lot of motherfuckers have a lot of hair. But still, it's like, come on now, B.
Dogs, I found out too. You know why dogs, you know when they curl up onto you? That's their version of hugs because they can't hug you. I watch this shit. It's this and Alice in Borderlands. That's been my week.
Like animals too much.
It's coming out on Thursday. So I recapped. I wanted to watch the first season. You ever see that Japanese show, Alice in Borderlands?
No.
Mental.
No.
It's these Japanese people. So I know you don't like them. But put the English audio so you don't feel like you're watching Japanese. Essentially, they're in Tokyo. There's these three friends. And then they're hiding in a bathroom together. They're being chased by security. That's why it wasn't anything weird. And then they come out of the bathroom, and everyone in Tokyo is gone. The whole place is deserted. Like, what the fuck? And then kind of like the old reboot show, games start happening. Like, they have to do games.
Zombies show up.
No zombies, but they have to do these games. But all the games are fucking crazy, and you could die in these games, and people do die. And it's mental. And then like, what the fuck's going on? And you get visas if you win enough games, like so you don't have to go to a game the next couple of days. And they don't know what the point is of being there. Then they find people who made it a society over there, other Japanese, all Japanese. It's in Japan, so they're all Japanese people. But you could do the English audio. Very, very crazy. And we still don't know.
Where
who
is
are these
it?
People?
Where
Netflix. Alice in Borderlands. It's very, very fun. Yeah. Huh. Intense. Only 8 episodes the first season. Intense. You liked
it?
What
kind of show is that?
It's like a thriller, mystery, fun
fiction.
Show. It's fiction. Oh, 100%
fiction.
And
the second season's coming out.
Starts on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
So you could catch up right now. Or by the time this episode comes out, both seasons will be out.
I like Peaky Blinders.
We just started Mosquito Coast. Have you watched that?
Mosquito Coast, no.
Yeah, it's good. On Apple.
Yeah? I'll watch that shit. What's it about?
Of the fucking.
Well, we're not sure yet. I'm just three episodes in.
Okay, don't tell me that because Tulsa King, he didn't give anything away. All he said was Stallone is a good mobster. I watched it and
so
I fell in love with
it.
Dude, I wanted an episode.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Mosquito Coast is good too, but Tulsa King, But Tulsa King, for anyone that likes mafia movies,
has a good rating too.
It's so good.
The first chick?
It's an old school type of movie. Or it's a TV series.
The first one, very, very hot on the show, too.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if that's a picture of her on the show. She looks different on the show. They made her up. She has like this big hair.
So is it like Squid Game a little bit or not really?
I never watched Squid Game.
Squid Game is Korean. That's racist.
You've never seen Squid Game?
Not a fan of these North
the
Koreans.
Yeah.
Like if you lose, you die.
But is it good? Did you watch Squid Game?
Squid Game was good.
You watched Squid Game?
Squid Game.
I didn't
with
watch
the,
it.
The guy that won the Oscar, or no, the guy that won the Emmy turned out to be a sexual predator.
Oh, all right. Way to sell that show, baby. Have you seen it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good.
But even if it was a sexual predator, I would still like it.
The old guy, did you know that?
Even if it was a sexual predator related, I would still like it.
Especially.
Yeah, it's the old guy.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
There's another season.
The old guy, the one that's like 900 years old. The guy that, if he raped someone, he had to squish his soft dick inside someone's
vagina.
He's
a predator?
He's a sexual.
Wait, is it? But allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't speak Korean. I don't know what they're saying.
In real.
I heard no.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
No.
I don't know.
These are all allegations. Unproven allegations of an old Korean man.
What
bro,
does that
Koreans
mean in
have,
Korean?
He knows really well.
No.
Koreans have a word for me or whatever that gets misinterpreted in English all the fucking time, bro.
No, that's Chinese.
No, it's Korean. The K-pop stars, they do it in their songs, then people get pissed. Yeah. It means like me or I or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, why are you saying this? You racist. And they're like, what?
Yeah, this guy.
In 2017?
Look, let's all be honest. He's a sexy old man, though, right? Like we.
They're like, shut up. Look at his face. Put his face on.
Shut up.
Put his face on.
That guy can't fuck, bro.
No, he can't fuck, but.
It looks like if he humps, his teeth fall out. Yeah.
That's a motherfucker that wants to hump.
When did he perform it? Because he might have.
Yeah.
He sexually arrested in 2017.
He's watching
impossible.
You doing squats at the gym.
Yeah.
So he raped someone when he was fucking.
This guy smells your seat when you get up.
Yeah, that's the face.
That's the face.
And, oh, fuck.
And you
he's right.
Smell his balls when he walks in the building.
Yeah.
It looks like he's got balls. Old sweaty
yeah,
balls.
His balls smell like a game of bridge.
Sweaty ass shit.
Do you know how to play bridge?
No.
Me neither.
No. I never played
Nobody
bridge.
Knows how to play. You have to have dust on you.
If you're not an old lady, you can't play bridge.
You can't. Yeah, no,
well,
I don't know how to play
bridge.
The only people
the
that know how to play bridge are the chicks that bang that. Hey,
yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. You know who plays bridge, though, which is crazy? Bill Gates. Big bridge guy. He goes to bridge tournaments, yeah.
I get it, because he's got nothing else to do. He's trying to be edgy.
Bridge.
Fucking bridge.
I'd like to see him play poker.
Oh, it's a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game, but
Jesus,
but no one
Christ.
But Poseidon.
He googled what is bridge, and he said it's a card game. You,
oh, it's
you
a
know
card
how
game.
Close he was this close to go. It's a thing to get over a river.
Yeah.
He was crossing his fingers. He's like, I hope it's docking.
Is
I hope
it?
It's docking.
Preach is disgusted.
Yeah, Preach gets disgusted a lot. Yeah.
Oh, it's a card game.
His feelings are hurt.
Can I
like,
say it?
Yeah.
Can I say it?
Say it.
I can say it?
Yes.
Nigga.
We're fucking, we're a Korean K-pop group, baby.
Right.
We're on the Korean charts right now. You don't even know it.
Oh, it's a guard game. Jesus fucking Christ.
But yeah, no one under 75 knows how to play it.
No.
How do people keep freaking out?
But at least I know it's a card game.
I know it's a card game, but I don't know how the fuck it's played. Old women love it.
This
Bill Gates likes it.
Said, oh, it's a card game. Yeah. What the fuck do you thought it was?
In his head, he's like, Bill Gates is out there building bridges
like
for fun.
Like I want to
like
go back. Move. I want to go back.
Yeah, the bridge. Yeah.
I want to go back 15 seconds.
You thought that was a suplex.
So you thought
it's one? Yeah, it's one dude, two dicks.
What did you think it was?
Bridge,
it was,
or the two dicks with his mouth.
Like two dicks, like docking?
Yeah. Docking, that's different.
So you
that's
thought.
Bridging.
You thought.
You weren't off, though. It's not that far
bitch.
Off. I'm going to give him credit for that.
You thought he was like, does anyone here play bridge? And we were like, no.
Yeah.
And you're like,
let's
oh,
pull out.
They don't want to admit that they rub their dicks against other guys' dicks. Smart.
I'm so tired.
No way.
This is Mike Ward's tour all over again. You understand that? He's just clogged the toilet again.
Oh, that was such
that's
a good tour.
That's what it was.
That's
oh,
such
it's
a good
card
tour.
Game. Jesus fucking Christ, my God.
Bro, that those fucking toilets. I wonder, because we joked
Whoa.
About it. I wonder if in those places where it was very
was
clogged, like the arenas.
Bus?
No. In
every
venues.
Other building,
industrial toilets, the ones that go. He would clog them bitches.
He could pour a dozen eggs down there.
He would clog them.
The worst was Setil.
I do not know how big his asshole is, but massive shits, yeah.
I think he's eating wood or cardboard. But the funniest was Setil because he knew he's like, this can't happen again. So he started, he's like, yeah, you don't want to go in that bathroom. It's like he was making up excuses not to go. And then finally, I had to go. I opened the door and I see it's
blocked.
Flooded. I No way! Yeah. And then I'm like, does he know? Like, Poseidon, you flood the toilet, you hear, ha-ha! In the other room. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka! And I'm like, bro, are you fucking serious? Why'd you tell me not that you didn't clog it? He's like, I didn't know what to do!
A log.
Every time.
A
his,
log.
Yeah, his asshole is a cement mixer.
Yeah, his ass.
Yes. Yeah. His ass is a cement mixer.
And
so when
time,
you see that big
he's
ass
a transformer.
Truck, that tumbling truck like that, that's his ass. Yeah.
It's like ice cream. It's like the ice cream shop.
That's the reason the roads are shit here. this shit because it's his shit. Yeah. It's his ass.
Dude, but it was funny, man. Industrial seat, and then him laughing. And I'm like, why don't you just tell us so we can unclog it? I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, don't go in that washroom because it's it smells bad. But, you know, if you had a plunger.
Yeah, like an hour later, I tried to go in. I was like, it's not going to smell. No, it smells bad. I open the door. There's the leaking. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, ha-ha! Like a goblin. Like, not like a supervillain, like the Riddler. Riddle me this. Who took a shit? He's the shitler. It's the fucking shitler. It's crazy.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Who took a shit in
that? Do you remember?
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Who took a shit? Who took a crap?
Do you remember? Yeah. You know what I remember? So we're in.
It's me.
We're in.
But
it looks like a bridge. Yeah. We're in Trois-Rivières. I went to the women's bathroom. I come out of the women's bathroom, and I see him. He's there with two ladies that work there. And, and I'm like, what's going on?
That wasn't Trois-Rivières.
Yeah, he's like, it's nothing. I'm like, okay. So then I go in, and apparently what happened was he had clogged the toilet. But when he came to tell us the two ladies were behind him, he's like, oh, I clogged the toilet. And then Mike or somebody yelled again? And then you hear one of these. This happens often. We're like, it happens very often. They look. They start laughing. Like, how does it happen so often?
To the people at the Salle J.E. Thompson in Trois-Rivières, we're sorry about this guy.
He's sorry. He apologized.
Clogging his toilet. Don't wave.
The best part, though.
Don't wave. Hold on. Don't wave.
Don't wave.
Don't wait.
Don't be proud of this.
Clog a whole ass toilet and you ask two innocent ladies to unplug the
show. Yeah. Ask for a plunger. The best though, look, the funniest part isn't the clogging because the clogging kept happening. The funniest is the denial. The denial of clog service is the funniest fucking
three
thing.
Times.
Remember we were in that church basement when you had to confront him? He's like, did you clog the toilet? Nah! And then right away him, he's like, he does the preach face and he's like, okay, listen, I may have clogged the toilet.
This face. Did you clog the toilet? Nah!
Yeah. Yeah, the preach face. He's like, okay, listen, guys, I didn't think you were going to find out.
I might, maybe.
Clogging a whole ass toilet. It happened three times.
Yeah. But of course we're going
to
find out.
Every time he just tried to leave.
Yeah. He's like, it never happened.
He's the uni shitter.
Yeah.
He's like a bum, and then he just leaves the whole.
And he didn't realize that people would blame me.
Yeah. If we didn't leave there, they'd be like, yo, Mike Ward, bro. He shits on tour.
He's a vegan, but goddamn.
Yeah, those vegan shits.
I thought he only shit on little handicapped kids.
I thought those vegan shits were liquid, but shit.
I thought they ate vegetables.
Solid to me.
Don't they eat vegetables? No, I think they eat styrofoam cups. Plastic, but they just swallow plastic bottles. I don't know how this is possible. Christ. Yeah, big shits.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize to us. Yeah, we can clean it up.
It's your shit. It's your butt. Yeah. It's your butt. Don't apologize for your butt, I guess.
Yeah. Good thing we had Preach there, the detective.
I'm not a detective. I just don't trust anything he says. especially when it comes to toilets.
Yeah, anytime it's toilet related.
I didn't clog shit. But you did, though.
Yeah,
I did. Fucking
but
guy,
that was towards the end because in the beginning of the tour he was more he would hang on to it. In the beginning of the tour he would make us question ourselves. He'd be like, I never fucking did that. I didn't even take a shit. And then we're like, oh, he didn't take a shit. Yeah. And then people had to remember, of course he took a shit. Stupid. He was the first guy. And
because Mike uses his toilet, nobody shits in there.
Yeah.
Except that one time that Mr. Shit in the toilet. It was like, he took a shit in my toilet?
Yeah, he kept on going in my toilet.
Mike's face when Poseidon shits in his toilet.
Yeah.
The best is
that was your toilet.
There are rules. Like there are rules in show business that everyone knows. Except for him, apparently.
Yeah, it's just like Rich,
there's
bro.
A fucking like if the like I get
the main
to a place.
Act.
The main act, my dressing room, don't shit in my dressing room.
Don't go.
Bro, what is happening?
I wouldn't go.
Were you drunk the whole summer, bro?
No, I just.
How do you selectively? It's like you forget a conversation. Maybe you forgot what you ate. Okay, but how do you forget entire events, like big events? How is this possible, bro?
I took a lot of shits.
It's not just the shits. You keep. Like, you're like, that never happened for a lot of events. How is it possible? Yo, like, I don't know if you're fucking with me or not.
No,
how
no,
do you
he's not, but he's not. He doesn't say. Like,
how are you forgetting entire events?
Yo, he just shits a lot.
But it's not just the shitting. It's other events too. He's like, I never had. It's like, how the fuck?
I'm going to tell you how much he shits. I'm going to tell you how. It's not the lactose. It's just the number. Listen, this motherfucker, when we go to a restaurant, when we go to a restaurant, it's like, so what's the best plate? This or that? Cool. All right, I'm going to take both.
Yeah.
That's him.
I want one end. Gold and silver.
So we drive somewhere. I'm driving, right? So we drive somewhere. As soon as we go to the hotel, he takes a shit. Yes. That's for sure. Yes. He takes a
But that's that's what's known as the Poseidon establishing shit. He needs to establish his dominance over the hotel. He needs the hotel to understand who's in charge when he gets there. So he drops a shit. But the problem is he does it in the reception area. That's the problem.
He drops a shit in the hotel room. He's like, in the fountain. That's my room. That's my room. Then he has to go to the room we're playing in. And he's like, all right, cool. That's my working place. Dropping other shit. Then he comes back to the hotel, comes and see us. Right, we're going to go to the restaurant. All right, cool. So we go to the restaurant. We eat. He takes two plates. He needs to make space.
Dropping
other shit. Like, we know he clogged four toilets in the venue. We do not know how many hotel rooms he clogged. We don't know how many restaurant bathrooms.
All the restaurants are fun. I will give him credit for one thing that's impressive. He is able to shit on command. When he needs to make space, I don't know how he does that. He's like, right now, I will go ahead and do it. Not when it comes. He's just like, right now, body, you must shit. Well, so that is impressive.
As soon as any other type of food touches my tongue,
he knows to make space.
Well, you guys had a podcast years ago that wasn't he wearing a diaper and he shit in his pants?
Yeah.
He was like making right space. In this just making seat space. Right here, yeah.
No, no, in another studio, yeah. But
well,
still.
I thought it was here.
We
no, no, we didn't have this
studio.
Place yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we set it to the. Yeah, we fucking set it to the ground, yeah. But yeah, he, yeah, a lot
how
of stories.
How did you
like
find out how to make space? Was it one of your uncles that taught you that trick? Yeah.
Wow. Make space for my dick!
What do you mean? The space. Oh, when you eat? Oh, I don't know. Just as soon as I eat something new, like a meal, my body just knows.
Something new, like a meal. I thought you meant
I don't make space.
Envelopes.
My body just goes, evacuate. Like, I swear to God, like my girlfriend finds this absurd. I'll breathe in my plate, and then I'm taking like a shit for like a really long time. She's just there eating. She's like, what the fuck, bro? I'm like, yo, I gotta go. Nature calls.
You're a hopeless.
You're
a hopeless romantic.
How did she have sex with you?
She's like
that girl. Because that girl is a trooper.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
She is making all of us a service. But she's like, I need to contribute to this.
But could you imagine? I made a beautiful dinner. Can't wait till Poseidon takes a shit. Just to help him go.
Or make space. Or shit makes her hot. She's like, oh, he's about to. He's about to.
You know what I think?
She's German.
I think it is that she just...
Dirty waffle. Yeah.
He finds out this whole time I thought she was fucking Italian. She's German. She was on the same side in World War II, but I got mixed up with which one. She finds out she's German. The Germans love shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Scheißerporn.
Yeah, Scheißer.
Yeah.
Scheißerporn.
I think they like it because... This is my theory. I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, but you can look it up. I might be correct. Because they have a lot of self-hating for the whole Nazi shit. They don't even like you admitting that shit over there.
No.
They don't like you saying it. They don't even want you to hail a cab. You're not allowed to hail a cab in the street. No. You know this. They frown upon it. Look that up, too. They frown upon that shit because they think you're making fun of them. So I think because the self-hating thing, they're like, shit on me. I'm a bad person. I'm a Nazi. That's what I think. That's where I think it comes from.
Hail?
Shit on my...
I think you can hail a cab. I didn't look it up.
Hello.
In Germany.
Can
you
I
have.
Get the cop here? Yeah.
I don't think they're supposed to or some shit like that.
Excuse
yeah,
me,
I didn't go like, cab.
I need a cab right now.
That's a bit...
Something like that I had read. Or it's frowned upon.
How did you hail the cab?
And they say how to hail a cab and they say you have to call one.
Yeah, they don't like you hailing.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, because you hail. Wave.
That's some bitch shit.
It depends. If you hail a cab, it's good. If you zig hail a cab,
but I hail.
That's bad.
But I've never hailed a cab like this. Never. I go like this.
Yeah.
Like who? Like
I hail cabs like this.
If I was a Nazi,
I do the Hitler at the end when he just gave up.
If I was a Nazi and this is how I zig hailed and it was just this, they'd be like, "Who is that fucking gay Nazi guy. Like, just going, hey, Hitler.
It's like, I think we got to burn him.
Yeah. That sounded so gay. Hi, Hitler. Ooh,
but at the
so
end.
Cute with his mustache. With his mustache.
But for a guy that hated homosexuals, gay. Towards the end, he gayed it up, bro.
He was flamboyant.
Yeah. Towards the end.
I want to go bus to do my trip.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, I feel like it was closeted self-hate shit.
Towards the beginning was gay, too. Yeah.
Who?
Hitler, like, it wasn't just towards the end. It was towards the beginning. It was towards everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing about Hitler.
High leather boots.
Sucking dudes' dicks. Yeah. Bro, all of it is sketchy. Questionable. All of it.
Do you think it was just that he didn't like circumcised cocks?
I gotta get rid of him. I need that foreskin. Like, how are we gonna bridge?
But it's funny because circumcised cock. Oh, maybe he didn't like uncircumcised cock because all their German elements look like circumcised cock. I think we cracked the code. You got something right.
So are you telling me part of the gay agenda was the Holocaust?
Yes.
Oh, that's why they keep circumcising to this day.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
All right, so we should end the show. Yeah.
Cut that shit. Look, if you want to follow Poseidon so that you get arrested, it's iamposeidon.com. iamposeidon, he is Poseidon.com. Abba and Preach are all on right now. YouTube.
King
Abba
Preach
and Preach.
The Petty on Instagram.
King
and
Preach
I,
the Petty. Yeah. King Preach the Petty. I follow him on Instagram. If you don't already follow him, just follow me. He's in my thing. Or also in the description. Jason puts all the shit there to follow him. On YouTube, Abba and Preach, the fucking craziest channel to talk about whatever's happening right now. They're the ones who break down what's happening, and I know in pop culture because of them. If they don't talk about it, I won't know. Mike is MikeWard.ca. Also, Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet.
Yep.
That is on Patreon.com/SuzaGood. You get the entire back catalog of episodes. You get live stream the episodes every Sunday. Mike Ward SuzaGood at Patreon.com/SuzaGood. Pantel's Comedy. For all my stuff, patreon.com/Pantelis. Don't forget, if you want to book the podcast studio to start your own podcast, it is bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. Poseidon will produce podcasts for you. Go fuck yourselves.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.